はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第15回日本文化レッスンでございます。ちぐさです。
Peter here, back with another edition of Japanese Culture Class. Okay, we're back after a week-long break.
I missed you, Peter.
Chigusa, I don't know what to say. I missed you too, Chigusa.
Thank you.
It is great to be back in the studio with you.
It's always great to be here.
Okay, so we had our 1 week break.
Right.
Which is kind of the topic of today's conversation, right?
Right.
What are we going to talk about this week?
This week we're going to talk about Golden Week.
Which is?
Golden Week.
How do we explain this in English, Chigusa?
It's a week in Japan characterized by days off.
Days off? What days?
There are four national holidays, and three of them are consecutive.
Plus, if we add in the weekend, it usually winds up that you have a bunch of days off in a row.
Right.
Hence the name?
Golden Week.
But I don't get the golden. I just don't get it, Chigusa. Help me out. Where does this name come from?
Okay, Golden Week in Japanese is Ogon Shukan.
And what does this mean?
Golden Week, but the name originates from the movie industry.
The movie industry?
Yes, the movie industry, which saw sales increase during this period.
Now I got it.
Good.
I know, Chigusa, I'm a slow learner. Be patient with me. And you know what, Chigusa? I just thought of something. Apparently, like, the entertainment industry is in love with this word golden. What is prime time in Japanese?
Golden time.
English, please?
Golden time.
Yeah, so the entertainment industry loves this word.
Right.
Golden week, golden time. So that's where Golden Week comes from.
Yes.
This is a time I can say, naruhodo, right?
Right.
Naruhodo. Okay, naruhodo and benkyou ni narimashita.
Benkyou ni narimashita.
So you said that there are four holidays in there, three consecutive. What are the holidays?
One is Midori no Hi, which is April 29th.
And what's this in English?
Greenery Day.
And is this because we appreciate something green?
Not at all. It's the birthday of the
Thank you, Chigusa, for letting me down easy.
Not at all, Peter. It's the birthday of the former Showa Emperor. And incidentally, is the last year this will occur on April 29th.
What do you mean?
Because next year, it's going to be switched to May 4th.
Really?
Right.
So we still have the Golden Week, right?
We do.
All right. Chigusa, don't go scaring us.
But it's a bit controversial.
Controversial? Okay, let's get out of here. Let's go to the next one. We want to keep away from the sticky conversations, right?
Right.
Okay, so the 29th's a holiday. Then the 30th is a regular day.
Regular day.
May 1st, 2nd, regular days.
Right.
Then May 3rd is?
Kenpo Kinenbi.
English, please.
Constitution Memorial Day.
And can you tell us something about this day?
Sure. This day marks the Constitution coming into effect in 1947.
Okay.
Next we have Between Day, Kokumin no Kyujitsu on May 4th. And this gets its name from the fact it falls between Constitution Day and the next day, which is?
May 5th is Kodomo no Hi.
Which is?
Children's Day.
All right.
It's a Japanese national holiday. It's a day to appreciate children.
Wait. Isn't this known as Boys' Day?
Yes.
Our day has arrived. I remember you girls had the Hinamatsuri. Yes. Our day has come.
Yokatta ne.
Yokatta desu. Now I'm in a good, I'm in a great mood. Okay, so we have these 3 days together, plus the day on April 29th. Now, this year, what's the schedule like? What day is April 29th?
April 29th is a Saturday.
Boo hiss. Yes, this happens sometimes.
I know.
The national holidays fall on a weekend.
I know, shucks.
Yes. Wow, I haven't heard that word in a while. Okay, April 29th on a Saturday. So it would have been perfect if it was on a Friday.
I know.
Sunday is a regular day. Monday, Tuesday, regular days. Wednesday is?
Constitution Memorial Day.
Thursday the 4th is Between Day. And Friday is?
Children's Day.
Okay, and then Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
5 days off in a row.
Right. So that means if you take Monday and Tuesday off, then you'll have 9 consecutive holidays.
Gee, Gusa, don't give anybody working here any idea. We can't have people leaving for 9 days. You're a bad influence. Yes, but Chigusa is right. 9 days off.
Right.
You can really do some traveling with that.
Right.
And since they're national holidays, this is for everybody?
For everybody.
Wow.
Because Japanese people work too hard.
Yes. They work long and hard.
Right. They need a break.
Now, the whole country vacationing together doesn't make for too convenient travel. What's going on with the trains, planes, buses, hotels? The prices stay the same?
No way.
What's going on with that, Chigusa? Tell us what's going on.
The rates go up and up and up, and everything's so crowded. Everywhere you go, just people, people, people. You can't make reservations anywhere. So you gotta work fast.
Gotta work fast.
Yes.
Gotta work in advance.
Really in advance, and you gotta be prepared if you wanna enjoy the Golden Week.
Now, a few things. If you're traveling in Japan during this period, it's going to be...
expensive.
Really expensive. Now, we kind of calculate everything triples in price.
That's correct.
There are 3 travel seasons in Japan, and this is the first we're going to discuss. The other is in August, and then it's the end of the year. Now, during these periods, prices are just through the roof. As Chigusa said, all the main attractions are crowded. Now, if that's what you like, then this is the time to come. But if you're more offbeat, you want to enjoy things not too hectic, then I can't really recommend coming during Golden Week, right?
No.
But for people inside Japan, yes, this is the time to take the family. It's quite nice because, you know, everybody gets to vacation together for the first time out of 3 during the year.
Right.
So during this period, a lot of people go on trips overseas.
海外旅行.
That's the one. Now, some of the popular destinations are...
Hawaii, Guam.
Yes, we would like to say hello to everybody in Hawaii and Guam. Yes, we think that maybe right about this time, you should be expecting a lot of Japanese tourists.
Aloha.
Aloha. Also, US, China, Europe, lots of Japanese going overseas.
Right.
This is the travel season. Also, lots of Japanese running around inside the country.
国内旅行.
Domestic trip. What are some of the popular locations?
Izu. Izu is one of the famous onsenchi in Japan.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And what's that?
It's a place where they have hot springs.
Okay.
And it's famous for the hot springs and being near the ocean.
Yeah, isn't Izu a peninsula?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, and it is beautiful. I've been there twice, and wow, gorgeous. You're about 30 minutes from a hot spring. From the hot spring, you can actually see the ocean.
Right, in some places, yes.
Good point, in some places. The one I was at, you could get in the hot spring, feels amazing, plus see the ocean, then run down to the ocean. Where I was, it'd probably take about 20 minutes to run to the ocean, so I don't know if you really want to do that. Plus, yes, we should let everybody know that Japanese onsen is, how can we put this delicately? What is the proper attire for a Japanese hot spring?
Nothing.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes.
Nothing. As in a towel, the size, well, actually girls can have a big towel, right?
But not, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know so. I know... For the guys, we have a towel the size of a tissue. So it really doesn't work out. Well, the point of this being that if I tried to run from the onsen to the ocean, I don't think it would work out too well. I think the police would catch me a couple minutes into my run.
Yes.
But we're going to get into hot springs in a different lesson. So the proper attire for the onsen or the hot spring is nothing.
Nothing.
So,
no swimsuits.
No t-shirts.
No t-shirts. Nothing.
Yes. So, it does take some getting used to. I won't deny that. Mm-hmm. But once you're used to it, it is very great experience.
Right. It's worth trying.
Yes. And Izu is renowned throughout Japan for this. The hot springs, the ocean, the food. One of the most popular destinations during Golden Week.
Right.
Used to be a lot more popular, but in recent years, actually, it's declined a bit. But still very popular. Okay, any other popular destinations you can think of?
Maybe Okinawa?
Oh, Okinawa. And have you been to Okinawa?
Yes, once.
What did you do there?
I swam in the ocean with my grandma.
How was that?
It was fabulous.
How's the water down there?
So blue, so transparent.
Amazing. Okinawa is really beautiful. Did you have a great time there?
Of course I did. The food was great too.
Yes, Okinawa, another popular destination. We'll have some more destinations up on the site, but yes, so much to do inside Japan too. We'll see if we can get a list of like the top destinations during Golden Week. We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Now, Chigusa, where are you going? You're not going anywhere, huh?
Right. Can you tell?
Well, we didn't really tell you that. You've won a 9 consecutive day recording session.
Oh, gee.
But let's say, if you could go somewhere, where would you go for Golden Week?
If it's not crowded. Well, I'm sure it is, but if it's not, I want to go to Tokyo Disneyland.
Really?
Really.
You like it there?
I love it there.
How many times have you been?
I go there twice a year at least.
Yeah, Tokyo Disneyland, it's very convenient, and if you go after 6 p.m., it's half price, right?
Right. But I'm not sure if it works on holidays.
Not on holidays.
Maybe just on weekends. I mean, weekdays.
It's quite nice, though. If you spend the day in Tokyo, you can catch the train, shoot out to Disneyland. After 6 o'clock, everything's half price. And also, it's less crowded. You can see the whole park.
And you can see the parades.
Yep.
And the fireworks.
Yeah. All right.
It's really good.
So I saw a flyer a couple weeks ago and recently that during Golden Week, they're going to have double the amount of bullet trains.
Shinkansen.
Yep. And I guess increased flights. During this period, a lot of Japanese will go abroad. A lot of people will be traveling inside Japan. All right.
Today is April 29th, Greenery Day.
What we're going to do is we're going to stop the show here because that's it.
Right, we have to go to Disneyland.
This is Golden Week and it started for us. So we're going to cut you short here.
Uh-huh, we can't work any longer.
I like that attitude, Chigusa. All right, that's going to do it for today.
See you next week.
See you next week.